The Bureau of Consumption. It's the warmest day of the year so far in Brooklyn, where I confess I have done a bad thing quietly. The self-storage center, a Jolly Roger, glints with a novel kind of light. Last night, I had a green potato and didn't die. Today, I had another. Off the R near Red Hook, Brooklyn looks like Cleveland, pre-war warehouses, overpasses, russet brick, and beige concrete. Past the playground I once pissed in, drunk, locked out of my apartment, my calves ache from jumping jacks. I'm unable to hold my whole weight when I plank. The questions are, as always, who benefits? Am I diabetic? I'm in the best shape of my life. Last summer I was mad. I picked a direction. A young boy asked if I was a believer, then blessed me anyway. It's different now. 60 degrees. In Florida, I'd wear sandals into frost, tell people I'm from Ohio. A man on a yellow quad bike comes up my strip of sidewalk, almost runs me over, then another blue. A man with a broom clears debris off the street a few feet from a pile of water bottles. When I come back tomorrow, the block will look too clean. Two young boys fight by a hand-painted no parking sign. I do not intervene. Like a castle on the corner looms a KFC. For a moment, I wonder what it's like to eat ostrich meat. I hear my knee click and ponder how I believe in anything. If I order a bucket of fried chicken from the takeout window, the Magritte painting in my head, ham steak, eyeball stuck like an olive in its center, would be the only witness. No one would stop an ordinary act of cruelty, the wind says, whistling off barbed wire. What an absurd man you are. If you wanted to be less outraged, you should have been born in less outrageous times.